Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOCDALI. One thing I think the governors and a lot of the officials need to be aware of is many of these employees that have gone back to work are putting their lives at risk, not only because of COVID, but because of violence induced by customers who don't want to wear a mask. You know, when with our salons, when we opened up, I had told our stylist, I go, look, if somebody doesn't want to wear a mask, don't argue with them. No big deal. Okay? You do not have to kick them out of the store. Just, just say, you know, it's our policy. We're supposed to ask customers to wear a mask, but it's what the government wants. But if somebody doesn't want to wear a mask, luckily the laws are still loose enough where customers don't have to wear masks. Employees have to, but not customers. And the reason why I said that is because remember in Michigan there was a security guard who was doing their job at a Family Dollar store. A lady had come in. He said, look, ma'am, you got to wear a mask. She didn't want to. There was some sort of a scuffle. She went back. Her husband and son came back to the Family Dollar store, shot the security guard who had told her she needed to wear a mask. Now, in Aurora, Colorado, in a Waffle House, there was a shooter who was asked to wear a mask and was told he had to leave because the cook back there, you know, trying to sling waffles and stuff, was like, look, we can't serve you if you don't have a mask. Guy leaves, comes back, again, has a mask, and he brings in the mask, but he doesn't have it on. Cook says, sorry, man, I got to ask you to leave, because he was probably the shift manager or whatever. Guy comes back a third time, doesn't want to wear the mask, and shoots the cook at the Waffle House. Now, he's alive still. The security guard in Michigan had died. The Aurora, Colorado chef is alive, from what I understand, is being treated for injuries. But we are looking at individuals, maybe a 105-pound, 5'4" female, or a 175-pound male. We are looking at individuals who aren't in law enforcement. They're not security detail, some of them. And they are told by their business owners and by their governor, or, you know, the powers that be, that they need to follow this guideline. They need to make sure customers wear masks. Now, in writing, it sounds nice. Okay, it's a barrier. It might prevent COVID. It sounds all kumbaya. Really, really nice. Everybody hold hands. We're going to get through this. But the reality of it, and I told my stylist this, I go, look, if somebody doesn't want to wear a mask, you know, don't escalate it. And if at all you feel threatened, you call 911, call us. It's not worth the fight. And you have people out there that are losing it. And rather than them taking it out on the governor or whoever, they're taking it out on the shift manager or the shift lead. Did we think about that? You know, a lot of companies and cities still aren't reopening, but they're like, well, if we do reopen, everybody's going to have to wear masks, and you're going to have to make sure your customers wear masks. How are we supposed to make sure? How is a waitress who is trying to, you know, do the best they can with all these new rules supposed to enforce a law? I mean, if you're going to make this law that, okay, everybody has to wear a mask, are you protecting these stores? Are you protecting people? Now, somebody could say, but look, you know, these shooters have mental illness. There's a lot of people out there with mental illness. There's a lot of people, which is another thing. I don't know if you guys have noticed, but we got the Corpus Christi Naval Station shooting. We have all these little acts of violence almost at the same rate as we had them before the lockdown. Did anybody stop to think that if you take somebody with mental illness who isn't being treated and you lock them down and then all of a sudden you let them out? I mean, a lot of us. I mean, look at us driving. The first day a bar is open. Okay, I mean, we are talking like hornet swarm. Look at what happened with the salons. Everybody was like, zzz, you know, I mean, it was, you know. So when you lock somebody down, whether it's a city or state ordinance or whatever, if they have mental illness, they've kind of gotten out of their routine. Now, mind you, they need treatment, but we have a lot of people out there not diagnosed. We have a lot of people hiding under the radar. And they've been skating under the radar because they've kind of gotten into a routine. They do their thing. People leave them alone. They whatever. That routine stopped. We lock them up for 50, 60 days, and then we let them out. And I don't know if they were sitting there polishing their gun. I don't know if they were stressed or if we tipped them over. But did we ever stop to think that people with mental illness don't really do well with lockdowns? And I want you guys to just kind of watch over the next few days what's happening in these cities. Why the hell are we having people shot over wearing a mask? There was a video of somebody at Costco who videotaped a customer getting angry. Now, again, the customer was, you know, trying to, you know, live by the freedoms that the Constitution provides. He's like, I don't want to wear a mask, all right? And I get that. I get that. But the Costco worker felt threatened enough where he wanted to videotape it. And you saw the fear this employee had. So we're putting two entities together without any moderator, without any support, without any help. And we're seeing people get shot. You know, I mean, I would never take out, you know, my anger on, you know, any of my rights being taken away on an employee. You know, I mean, Costco, they have rules. If they want to stay open, they have to follow the rules. This is why we kind of keep bringing up Nazi Germany, and we kind of start bringing up these, you know, police states sort of references, because you're having people follow rules that they might not even agree with, but they're told to do it so they get to still work and they don't get arrested and they don't get in trouble. And you have, you know, people walking in into your store with possible mental illness going, you're telling me to do what? And there's no support. I hope political officials, I don't care if you're right or left, I hope you're just kind of opening your eyes to what's going on. But I don't know how long this mask order or some of these relaxation guidelines or no, you could only, you know, get one thing of meat or whatever. I don't know how well that's going to work with someone with mental illness. And where are the protections and the security for employees who are just trying to follow the new laws? 1-877-DOT-SALLY, don't go away.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of a gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FRONTSIGHT.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So this made headlines. China is proposing a very controversial national security law in Hong Kong. Apparently, China's rubber stamp parliament, according to CNN, has announced that a new national security law in Hong Kong will be on the agenda at its upcoming meeting, and this move will likely fuel further anger and protests. The law is expected to ban sedition, secession, and subversion. Boy, is that hard for some of us with a list to say. Sedition, secession, and subversion of the central government in Beijing, and it's going to be introduced through a rarely used constitutional method that could effectively bypass Hong Kong's legislature. Whoa. The move could enable Beijing to crack down on anti-government protests in Hong Kong and will raise further fears that the city's autonomy is being eroded just as demonstrations begin to resume following a lull due to the coronavirus pandemic. Yeah, remember, Hong Kong was, there were a lot of issues and demonstrations and protests, and then things kind of quieted down because of the lockdown, which also kind of makes you wonder if there's something to that, too. But now that lockdown restrictions are starting to ease, they want to kind of control some of the protests a different way. They say ahead of the annual National People's Congress meeting, which starts Friday, spokesman Zhang Yesui announced that this year's session would review a proposal titled Establishment and Improvement of the Legal System and Implementation Mechanism for the Safeguarding of National Security in the Hong Kong Special Administration Region. They say national security is the bedrock underpinning a country's stability. Safeguarding national security serves the fundamental interests of all Chinese people. You see, we talked about this in the last segment, where this is where, you know, we have different interpretations of the government's role. Government, you know, when it comes to subversing, is that the right word? People's rights. They say they're doing it in the form of public health interest. Whether it's in the form of, you know, preventing protests, preventing demonstrations, or preventing spread of infectious disease, government will always go to the, we are trying to protect the interest of others. America has not really looked like America in the last few months. And it's interesting because I, as a doctor, I'm really caught in the middle. I am, you know, for any move to, you know, control infectious disease and prevent people dying, but I will not support a move that suppresses somebody's constitutional rights. Yet we're stuck in the middle. You know, businesses should be allowed to still stay in business. There can't be this arbitrary choosing. And we're going to talk about what's going on in New York in just a second. But the topic of vaccine is going to come up really hard and fast. There's a lot of people out there that do not want to take a vaccine, even if it, let's say, comes from China. And so if the government, the U.S. government, says you have got to get the coronavirus vaccine or you can't work, or you can't go to school, and you're like, but I don't want anything like that injected into my body, who has the right? The government could say, look, this is a right because it has to do with public interest and public health. Others may say, you can't force me to put something into my body that could hurt me. So with a coronavirus vaccine made from another country that we might not trust, well, where would the Constitution stand on that? And if the Supreme Court justices do decide one way or the other, does that matter? Somebody doesn't trust the coronavirus vaccine. Do you think they care what Ruth Bader Ginsburg or, you know, any of the, I mean, Kagan or any of the others, Roberts, you know, have to say on the subject? They probably don't. So, again, I don't want to be a pessimist, but I think we're in for one hell of a mess coming this fall. You know, the shootings and the violence are coming up. I was talking to a news station about this yesterday or the other day. The first school shooting, God forbid, I hope we never have school shootings, but if we do, the first school shooting that happens in this next school year, I think you're going to have all parents say, shut us down. That I just don't see, I just don't see normalcy ever again. I don't want to be like that because, you know, there's doctors saying, oh, the economy's going to come back. Everything's going to be fine once we get the vaccine. I keep hearing that. Even keep hearing that from people in the media. Once we get the vaccine, everything will be fine. No, it won't be. No, it won't be, because a lot of people aren't going to get the vaccine. People are going to use this to mess with the election. People are going to manipulate the system to make it work for them. Maybe China did this to suppress Hong Kong. You know, is anybody thinking about that? 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALY. So, one thing that had a bunch of us scratching our heads, and it wasn't the most interesting story, but I think it's very telling of a system that's out there that needs a little bit of work, was the bribing college admission staff. And Lori Loughlin, who was kind of a poster child for this, and her husband have pleaded guilty. They do agree to serve prison time. This deal was struck with federal prosecutors in Boston. Now, Lori Loughlin was in Full House. And she and husband Massimo Giannulli agreed to serve time, him more than her, for allegedly passing off their daughters as elite athletes and securing their admission to USC. I don't know if USC is going to be going online, but I wouldn't be surprised. They eventually went online. Loughlin has agreed to plead guilty to one count of conspiracy to commit wire mail fraud. Giannulli is now expected to plead guilty to one count of conspiracy and commit wire and mail fraud. And honest services wire and mail fraud. If the judge signs off on the deals, she's going to spend 2 months in prison, pay a $150,000 fine, be subjected to 2 years of supervised release, and perform 100 hours of community service. In Giannulli's plea agreement, he agreed to 5 months of prison, $250,000 fine. So that's a bigger fine than the other report said. 2 years of supervised release and 250 hours of community service. So, under the plea agreements filed today, they say the defendants are going to serve prison terms. I bet you anything they get released because of coronavirus. My guess is, right, people seem to get released quicker than anything else. They said the couple was dealt a setback earlier this month when a judge sided with prosecutors against the defense lawyer's argument that FBI agents improperly pressured the operation's ringleader, which was Rick Singer. Rick Singer is a cooperating witness. Loughlin's 55 years old. Giannulli is 56 years old. They both live in L.A. So what had basically happened was Singer paid millions of dollars to inflate students' resumes by either passing them off as top-notch athletes or having their standardized test scores boosted. This admission scandal basically got at least 50 affluent parents and educators accused of using big-dollar backdoor methods to get their kids into elite colleges. College sports coaches will give a lot of latitude if you're an athlete. So in Loughlin's case, I guess daughters Olivia Jade and Isabella Rose were photographed working out on rowing machines like crew athletes. Now, the daughters were never crew. Now, they aren't accused of wrongdoing. Even though they were, I believe, adults at the time, this was basically on the parents. Felicity Huffman, Oscar-nominated actress, was also caught up in the probe as well. I forget what her punishment was. But what's interesting with this is we had a system. The college system has been broken for a while. There's a lot of things that need to be fixed with that system. And when people who had to earn that spot, right, the right way, and or be turned down because of not enough spots or their race or whatever, they got pretty ticked. And so I think we're going to start seeing in the next few years a dilution of how much a degree from USC or some of these places is really worth if it's that arbitrary and if it's that bought. 1-877-DOC-DALY, don't go away.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
All gates remain closed as an active shooter has been neutralized at Naval Air Station Corpus Christi, leaving one security force member injured. The facility has been on lockdown since early Thursday morning. Senators are looking into the impacts of coronavirus on the elderly.
COVID-19 has brought tremendous hardship and tragedy, imposing a deadly toll on seniors in particular.
Opening a hearing, Maine Republican Susan Collins noting the ongoing problems in nursing homes. President Trump on his way to Michigan, where he will tour a Ford facility. The president also participating in a listening session with African-American leaders. And the president will also get a look at some of the horrific flooding going on in the state as well. You're listening to USA Radio News. The latest numbers are out regarding jobless claims. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
More than 2.4 million Americans filing first-time claims for unemployment benefits last week, which is down about a quarter million from the previous week, but now pushes the total since the coronavirus outbreak began to more than 38 million. States with the biggest increases in claims last week were Florida, Georgia, and Washington. The biggest decreases in California, Texas, and Oklahoma.
Three people have been injured and a suspect is in custody after a shooting Wednesday night at Westgate Entertainment District in Glendale, Arizona. The suspect is expected to make his first court appearance on Thursday. These eyewitnesses described the scene.
The Bar Louie manager just told all of us to run to the bathroom, so everybody that was in Bar Louie ran actually into the restroom.
And we just barricaded ourselves in.
That audio courtesy of ABC 15 in Arizona. A motive for the shooting is not immediately known. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So one of you had asked, why aren't more companies fighting back? It seems like the majority of people are on board with these lockdowns. I disagree. I don't think we're hearing about it. I don't think the media is covering it. The average person I talk to, off the record, thinks this is a complete cluster. They are afraid of coronavirus. And that's the other thing, too. Also, you know, the average person doesn't want to get coronavirus. The average person thinks it is real. They think it is deadly. But they don't want to lose their whole, you know, savings and future and business as a result of it. So you just aren't getting those stories. Well, now we're being told that there's a coalition of 300 small New York businesses that have announced a campaign to reopen on May 28th. They say it is unfair that large retailers like Home Depot and Target can do business when they can't. They got a point. You know, I mean, Home Hardware, Target that sells clothes and food, we all understood why they were essential. But a lot of places sell food. I think Bass Pro Shops sells food and they have to close. Hobby Lobby sells tools and arts and crafts and things to wear masks. They have to close. It's, again, this arbitrary, this inconsistent, hypocritical, you know, where, who gets to open, who doesn't. So this coalition is demanding that the city be reopened as it nears its 10th week of lockdown without any end in sight. They say small businesses have been, quote, brought to their knees by the lockdown, and it's high time to let people get back to work. And they say the officials in charge have no plan. From what I understand, was it Bill de Blasio who said at least until mid-June? And then at one point we thought, we heard it was like till the end of summer, like till August? Now, just really quickly here, if we look at the numbers, okay, because that's going to come up when we talk about this coalition. Global cases have been 5.1 million, 331,000 deaths. The U.S. is getting close to 100,000 death toll. Again, we don't know if they are all 100% coronavirus caused, but this is the count we're given. So that's what we have to go by. 1.6 million cases, 95,000 total deaths. When you look at New York, New York takes the brunt of it with 28,000 deaths, 364,000 cases. They're doing a great job testing, but again, they have the highest death toll. New Jersey at 10,800 deaths. New Jersey has 152,000 cases. Illinois comes next with 100,000 cases. Massachusetts, 89,000 cases. California, 86,000 cases. Then comes Pennsylvania, Michigan, Texas, Florida, and Maryland. Some of the states doing a little better than others are Tennessee, Iowa, Nebraska, Utah, only 90 deaths. South Dakota, only 48 deaths. Knock on wood, North Dakota, 51. Maine, 73. So obviously the more rural. Wyoming, 11. Hawaii, 17. Montana, 16. Alaska, 10. I live in Nevada. Nevada, I think we hit 340 the other day. I need to double check. Nevada, we have, 378 deaths, 7,200 cases. So when you look at what New York and New York City, obviously, they're very, very dense. They have the densest population. But does that mean that if you live in New York City, your whole future and savings needs to be wiped out? This coalition is called Reopen New York. They announced their campaign at a press conference where they said they were being played by the government for not being allowed to do business. Why are retail giants like Home Depot and Target, they said, allowed to open? Why are they deemed essential? Others say time to let people go back to work. They claim neither Mayor Bill de Blasio nor Governor Andrew Cuomo have a real plan about how the economy will restart. They said on Thursday, when asked if New York City schools will reopen and the rest of the city, Cuomo said, my position is I don't have a position. Now, I'm not here to defend the governors. You know, my governor had the same issue, where he got behind the microphone and said, we still don't have a plan. And I get why they don't. We're not getting real numbers. There's so much heat from both sides saying, oh, you reopened and people died. That's why Trump said, you know what, I'll leave it up to the states. I won't reopen the country then. You know what? It's up to the states. It's on you. That's why people die, it's on you. People don't die, it's on you. And some people thought that was kind of a weenie move. Others thought it was brilliant because no matter what he did, he would be in trouble. So now the governors are like, well, we don't have a plan. I think at first they were waiting for the president to, you know, do it for them. Then they had to realize, wait a second, they are going to tick off half their voters no matter what they do. Now it's starting to be, I think, more of a majority of voters are mad about the, you know, because even those companies that can now reopen, they are reopening at such a loss that a lot of it doesn't make sense. Even the essential businesses were screwed. Many essential businesses said, this can't work. We're going to stay closed. So Governor Cuomo said, I don't know whether or not they should reopen yet. We'll make a decision on the full reopening in a timely way. Bill de Blasio said inexplicably on Thursday that the city would start to reopen in mid-June. He did not say why it would take another 3 weeks to start the process. So there's a four-phase plan to reopen that lets manufacturing, construction, and retail start first. Then office workers and hair salons come in second phase. Third phase includes restaurants resuming dine-in services. And then the fourth is entertainment and sports events. One of you had asked, will sports events or entertainment ever reopen? I don't know. They use this phase thing to kind of hedge. So they could say, well, we're not in that phase yet. We're not in that phase yet. Will we ever be in that phase? The answer, and even if I was governor, guys, I would even say, I don't know. To sit 6 feet apart in a busy stadium, that's not enough. I mean, we know that air currents and stuff can, you know, cause droplets to travel 18 feet. So the 6 feet isn't enough. We either have to be not afraid of coronavirus. That's really what we have to do. What we have to do is backpedal. We have to backpedal. Nobody's going to do that. Somebody has to say, you know what? Because here's the thing. If they reopen the stadiums and they reopen concerts, somebody's going to ask, well, why if there's still coronavirus? And they'll say, well, you know, we don't think it's going to kill anybody. We don't think we have a vaccine. The reason why we need that vaccine is it allows politicians to allow us to reopen. I think they realized that once they closed things down, they already put the nail in the coffin. How do you reverse it and save face? So they were saying, well, we have a vaccine, so we can reopen because we have a vaccine. But Africa's not going to get the vaccine. Half the country's not going to get the vaccine. We don't even know if the vaccine's going to confer lifelong immunity. So these politicians, I think, realize they made a mistake. And how do they reverse it? The way they're doing things right now, if we follow their logic, things won't reopen. In New York, New York City has been now closed down, I believe, over 50 days. I don't know if you've seen this video somebody made where the back audio was the governor saying, we're New Yorkers, we're strong, we're going to fight this. And mind you, having family in New York, New Yorkers, right, if you can make it anywhere, you can make it there, you can make it anywhere. New York is tough. You get through a life in New York, you're good. New Yorkers are tough, hands down. I really admire New Yorkers. But that sound bite isn't enough. You were seeing empty streets in New York. You were seeing empty streets. You can't. How do you expect the resumption of successful business? 1-877-DOC-DOLLAR.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNLive.com.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so I got to be honest with you guys. When I get asked, when is Allegiant Stadium going to open up, or when are we going to get to see the Golden Knights again, because I'm in Nevada, we got in Vegas, we got the Golden Knights, are awesome. Got the Raiders, who hopefully will be awesome. When are we going to see Cirque du Soleil? When are we going to see a lot of these shows? I got to be honest with you. I think the answer is not for a very long, long time. unless government officials backpedal. Unless they say they were wrong. Unless they find some way to save face. There is no way with all the rules and all the sound bites and all their logic for us to close down. If you look at their logic, they would almost have to completely reverse themselves to allow a sports stadium to reopen with fans, even with the 6 feet distance. Now, there's all this talk of a vaccine. I hear on social media, all we need is a vaccine. All we need is a vaccine. I was talking to somebody in the media yesterday, and they were talking about, we need that vaccine, we need that vaccine. Well, the reason why you keep hearing about, we need that vaccine, is that's the fail-safe. That is the go-to for our government officials, whether it's Trump, whether it's Governor Sisolak, whether it's Governor Whitmer, whatever. They are reaching for that vaccine. That vaccine, the entity, whether it works well or not, allows them to justify reopening phase four or letting us go back to some sort of normalcy. Because people say, well, that's what differs COVID from the flu. Flu has a vaccine. So people beyond comprehension are praying for this vaccine to save us. Meanwhile, Dr. Hasseltine, who has done HIV and cancer research, said today to NBC News, nope, don't count on a vaccine. We may never have a vaccine to coronavirus. Now, mind you, Moderna, we got Pfizer, we got all these companies busting their butts in Israel, working on a vaccine, saying they have amazing progress with that vaccine, with vaccines. He says, don't count on it. I don't know if you guys remember, I talked to you about the 2002-2003 vaccine attempts for the SARS back then. And they got to the point of animal studies, and it didn't work. There were too many there were too many side effects. I'm not saying that's going to happen this time around, but we did fail. The reason why we don't have a vaccine now is we did fail when it came to getting a vaccine for the 2002-2003 SARS. Then he says, Dr. Hasseltine says, and again, I don't know if I believe him. I'm just reporting it. He says that when it comes to this virus, you might be able to look like you're making some headway in animal studies, but you can't prove that that vaccine prevents people who are asymptomatic from not spreading it. You might have immunity. You might not get sick, but how do we prove you're not spreading it? He also thinks it might be difficult to make the vaccine because it's really difficult to stop a cold from attaching to the nose, right? That's why we don't have a vaccine for the common cold. He thinks that might be another issue why we may not be able to have a successful vaccine. So here I'm getting asked, when's Allegiant Stadium opening up? When are we going to see, you know, NFL? When are we going to see hockey again? And I think a lot of people in government realize that they kind of shot themselves in the foot. Because if they do want to reopen, and there's going to be a lot of pressure to reopening them, they would almost have to do an about-face or backpedal or say they were wrong. Because if you look at all their logic, well, no, because you have to provide social distancing and, you know, we can't have large crowds until we have a vaccine. And, you know, if they end up saying, oh, you know what, to heck with it, do it. People would be like, whoa, 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 we're suing you now because you made us close down for 50 days. So they have to double down on why they did the shutdown. Which is why a lot of us say, guys, don't shut people down. Don't shut down until you have a plan to reopen. Nobody has a plan. Governor Cuomo even admitted they don't know. There is no plan. Or DeBlasio. That's why New York, reopen New York is starting to converge and businesses are like, let us reopen, let us reopen. The problem is our country is run by politicians. And these politicians are going to technically, if they want to reopen sports stadiums or shows or whatever, they're going to basically have to say, okay, well, no, 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 we think you're safe. Well, why do you think we're safe? But the vaccine, the virus is still out there. You said we had to close down because this was a virus and we had no vaccine and the virus could be spread. So why do we get to reopen? So they're praying that they could say, because we have a vaccine now. They just need something to grab onto so they could pivot their argument. I'm fine with that because, I mean, I would not want to be a politician in this day and age. I don't think I'd ever want to be a politician. They got a rough time. And again, whether you like our governor or not, I feel for him because this is not an easy time. But for them to literally let a stadium reopen and for you to have score, because remember, you're not going to sit like this, okay? I mean, maybe during the Chargers game. Sorry, Charger fans. Maybe you will be kind of sitting there like this, you know, twiddling your thumbs. But, you know, when it's Cowboys, you're like, yeah, you know, and you're dancing and you're high-fiving and, you know, you're just going crazy, right? Right? Because they're making a touchdown or, you know, Zeke does whatever. And it, you know, you celebrate. So the idea, just like with the casino, I'm looking at these reopening guidelines for a casino. Nobody stands there and plays craps like this. Okay? You got your drinks and you're like, yeah, you're like, I mean, you're moving. You're not going to keep 6 feet social distancing, which means somebody's going to have to say, you know what, guys, I think you're going to be okay. I think we're going to be fine. COVID cases are down, even though we know it's infectious and all that. So somebody's going to have the cojones to say, you know what, I don't care what I said earlier. Go at your own risk. Just, you know, if you think you're vulnerable, I want to go to a, you know, sold-out stadium. I want to go to a sold-out concert. But they're not going to do that. What they're waiting for, which is why we're all praying that some vaccine comes out and hurries, is that they could say the reason why we let you guys reopen is we had a vaccine. So, you know what? This is how messed up this is. So when you have Dr. Hasseltine saying, I don't think we're really going to ever have a vaccine. If you're in politics, you better come up with Plan B. Because there is no way Nevadans, with that big, beautiful tax dollar, you know, vacuumed up, you know, I love the stadium, but I mean, it's expensive, you know, or our T-Mobile arena. There's no way people are going to accept that we have empty stadiums. There's no way people are going to accept we don't get to go to sports anymore. People aren't going to accept that. So politicians, if there is no vaccine, you better have Plan B, because I don't think anybody is going to put up with shutdowns and lockdowns and all this BS, you know, for a long time. In Cambridge, the scientists are already coming up with Plan B. They're like, oh, we'll do cycles. Shut down for 50 days, open for 30. Relaxed. Some guidelines. Then shut down for 50 days, open for 30. Okay, and a lot of us business owners are like, oh, my gosh, what? So that doesn't work. But you see, people are already starting to plan, because if we don't have a vaccine, and mind you, even if we do have a vaccine, half the country's not gonna get it. Let's say the vaccine comes from China. How many people are going to take it? I still will, because I think we have a lot of good scientists out of China, and I would still trust the vaccine, but the average person wouldn't. So do I think we're going to see sporting events anytime soon? Oh, hell no. Unless it takes somebody with some guts to go, you want to know what? I know we scared everybody, and we told you guys that you would die if you would go to a game or go to a wedding. And I know we scared you and stuff, and I know we have second wave and all that, but you want to know what? We're just going to, just, you know, we're going to change course. And I don't really see anybody doing that. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management. Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extend.